Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. You are Four Quarters with Coach Lee here on Blog Talk Radio, Radio. Yes. This is Coach Lee right here. Four Quarters with Coach Lee on Blog Talk Radio continue. It is a nice hot 108 degree day here in the sunny valley of Las Vegas, Nevada. I am chilling, kicking back with the showgirls tonight. We got a nice little fundraiser that we got going on at a Hawaiian sushi bar and karaoke. So, you know, I got to save my voice for the karaoke contest because, you know, I'm going to put it down like it's never been done before. So please don't get down and beat down anybody who gets on the microphone. But anyway, you rocking Four Quarters with Coach Radio here on Blog Talk Radio. Normally at this time, I normally have my commercials, but since I'm at a live area or I'm doing this live from a different situation instead of at home in the studio, you know, hey, you know who the sponsors are. You tell me, who are they? Yep, you're right. Enterprise. Why? Because they will pick you up. And you know the other B-boys from the New York area who are rocking the hardcore. Sing it with me, y'all. Come on. Adidas. For the women's football, are you supporting Adidas? So that's our quick commercial break, and whoop, we are off to start up the first quarter, and we are jamming, and we're going to talk about this past weekend. All I got to say is, wow, capital W-O-W, wow, upset and underdog mentality this weekend. You know, it was some great ball playing this weekend, and there was a lot of upset in my eyes. I really felt that teams that lost didn't have lost, and teams that won were truly the underdogs, and that actually went in somebody else's house or, you know, the favorite team into their house, and they just took them out. A great example would be the five-time national champs, Dallas Diamonds, going out in the first round. Wow. W-O-W. That's wow, that is. A team that's averaging what? Close to 55 points a game, going into the house of Boston and losing by not by a touchdown, but by three touchdowns, if I'm not mistaken. Like I said, I'm not in front of my computer, but I can swear the game was 34 to 14, something like that. So by 20, you know, that's unheard of. Not with the strong Dallas team that has been out there in the past. And hey, you know what? On any given Saturday, point Sunday, this past weekend. Any given Saturday, the underdogs will put it on you. Now, you know, I'm a betting man because I live here in Vegas. If those two teams play 10 times, I'd definitely put my money on Dallas 9 out of 10 times. But you know what? It was at any given Saturday, and, hey, congratulations to Boston. You guys did a great job, and did what you did, you know. And the bottom line is you did what you did because you do what you do. Okay? You know, I'm hearing that that I'm getting a little wind. So I'm going to get off this headset real quick and transfer over to the regular line. Maybe that will help because I do not want you guys having this windy wind. Like I said, it's like a hot dryer up in here. It's 108 degrees here, and it's 7 o'clock p.m. So give me one quick second, and we'll get back to this underdog and upset. All righty, I've taken off. One, two, one, two. Am I back on? One, two, one, two. This is Coach Lee. Sorry about that interruption there. But I hope I'm back on. I hope I'm talking. And I'm hoping I'm rocking and rolling. But I was talking about upsets and underdogs. And like I said, I just knew that the Amazons were going to go out there and take care of business. I've seen the Amazons for the last 3-4 years of existence, and they've only gotten better and better, you know. And it lets you know that, again, on any given Saturday, you can go down. If you're not right, if you're not tight, if you're not prepared, then you look in the mirror and you be scared, whatever. It happens, you know. I think they had a great season. But, again, the caliber of ball that you play, you know, somebody emailed me today, actually, this morning, talking about do I think that the caliber of ball that we played here on the West Coast in the new WFA league is weak in comparison to other leagues in the other divisions. And I tell them, you know, no, I think there in every division there's weak teams. It's how the coach prepares the teams going into the battle. And I don't know how the Amazons got prepared. You know, they were, again, winning by 20, 30 points a game easily. Same thing with the Diamonds. You know, sometimes you go into a situation and feel that you just because you show up, you're going to win. And that's why, you know, those underdogs do what they do. The underdogs take care of business, you know, and that's what took place. The underdogs took care of business and made it happen, and that's why you get such great upsets. You know, we're underdogs, and I love being an underdog. You know, I don't want to be a favorite as of yet. You know, I have a feeling of how I feel about my team, but as long as the world thinks that we underdogs, that's great. That's something to vibe off of. That's something to, you know, put that rock on your shoulder and have somebody knock it off, basically, you know. I hope the teams don't think that we will, because they're going to be here for a big surprise, and that's what happens, you know. We will take care of business. Teams will take care of business. But like I said, it was some great games this weekend, and my hats are off to all the winners that are advancing in IWFL. My hats are off to all 8 teams that have made the WFA. You know, again, a lot of people say now the real season begins. The real season begins. The real season begins. Because, again, you don't have that so-called cupcake schedule. And
And if he was just here, he can play ball. So that's the bottom line. Hey, there's upsets and there's underdogs. What side are you on? Are you the upsetter or the upsetee? Are you the favorite or are you the underdog? You know, you got to play like you supposed to play. If you the top dog and you supposed to be the favorite, then you got to go out there and kick some butt like you are. You can't let a team just hang in there. You know, ask Mike Tyson and Buster Douglas. You know, was Buster Douglas any good? No. But he hung in there and got a couple hits in, and next thing you know, Mike Tyson hits the ground, and he's out. You know? And he hasn't been in the same since. It only takes one bad loss to just wreck your career. One bad loss in the playoffs can wreck an organization. And I know there's teams out there that lost, and all hell's probably breaking out right now because they want to point the finger every which way, you know. But like I tell my players, what happens, happens. Don't blame anybody else but yourself. You know, I don't care if you're on the other side of the field. If you took the right angle and made it across the field instead of jogging, maybe you could have saved that touchdown or that extra point or whatever. You got to give it 100% true effort. 100% true effort is what the coaches are looking for. And, you know, as an upset, it feels so good to be in an upset situation. So, you know, we're in a position to do that. I hope that, you know, my show girls take care of their business and do their thing. So, all things are all good. So, you know what? We're going to end this quarter right here, right now, and we're going to go to a commercial break because, you know, my commercials, your commercials, and everybody's commercials, it is all about Four Quarters with Coach Lee. You are rocking Four Quarters with Coach Lee. And since I'm not in the studio or at home, I got to do my own commercials. So let's go into the first commercial. The first commercial, you know who it is. You know my sponsors, Enterprise. Why? Because they will pick you up. And then for my second commercial, I know it's short, but, you know, we got to go with Adidas. You know, Run DMC, put it out loud. My Adidas. Standing on 2 District. So on my feet, with no shoes, dreams, feelings, they did not win them. But anyway, I'm going to let you guys take that commercial to another level. But you know what? We're going to move over to the second quarter. And I got one of my main girls, one of my OGs, one of the girls that helped start the show, girls, 4 years ago. And she is the catalyst of my line. Her name is Ramona Montgomery, and she is a center. Ramona, are you there?
I'm here.
All righty. And what have you, you know, got out of this? You know, this is my radio show, and I don't know if you tune in every Monday night, but this is a nationwide, national, worldwide show with Coach Lee. And you rocking Four Quarters, Coach Lee, so how you doing?
I'm doing good, just chilling right now. We're at a fundraiser, so.
Okay, no problem. You know, talk to me a little bit. How you feeling right now?
I'm kind of actually sore today after that hard win, good win Saturday. You know, we finished 8-0 for the regular season, but I'm feeling pretty good. I'm going to kind of rest up this week, next week, and go tear into some slam for the playoffs, show them what we all about.
Oh, so we're gonna get that Onyx going on. Slam! Dum-dum-dum, dum-dum-dum, dum-dum-dum. We're going to slam them slams, right?
Exactly. That's what we're going up there to do, so... They think they're just going to walk all over us, but, you know, we come in with our A game again, and we're going to show them what the showgirls are all about.
That's what I'm talking about. But, Mona, you know what? You're one of my special young ladies because you were here from day two. You weren't here on day one, but you saw us on the news. And these 4 seasons, talk about, you know, what you've seen and how we've progressed over the 4 seasons.
From the 4 seasons, we've come a long way from day two. I really wanted to be there day one, but I had to go back home, and I was really mad because I did see the article, and I was like, oh, my God, I'm not going to be here. They're starting a football team. But that next weekend I was out, and starting from, I don't know, what was it, 10 girls when I was there all the way to now. It's been a long, hard, rough road, but it's all coming together, and it's just the greatest feeling right now. I can't even put it into words right now. It's like we're 8-0. I mean, coming from a season, you know, our first year of 2-4, whatever it was, 2-5, to 8-0, it's we're all coming together. We're playing as a team now. everybody's getting to know everybody, you know, what the other one's going to do. We don't even have to look at each other just to know exactly, you know, where the quarterback's going to go or what the quarterback's going to do or the wide receivers. It's all coming together. But it's been a long, hard trip, and here we are, and we're going to finish it this year, and we're making it all the way to the championship.
Oh, definitely that, because, you know, just a couple of days ago, I got a bunch of emails congratulating us from a few of the old WPFL teams for us doing such a great job. And, you know, people didn't realize that we played against four of the top five teams in the nation when we were in WPFL. We played against the Dallas Diamonds twice. We played against the Houston Energy our very first year and got spanked up. We were the only team that scored a touchdown on them. And we played, you know, the L.A. Amazons, you know, two times a year. We played SoCal Scorpions. And so we got a chance to see what a championship team looks like. And we got a chance to play against them and held our own. But lack of experience, of course, you know, canceled us out as far as being able to win. But we were in every game, you know. And do you really think that playing those teams has really helped build the team that we have today?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, playing those teams, I mean, they're great teams. They're good, hard players. And, I mean, everybody thought, you know, when we first came out, oh, they're just going to walk all over us. But when they start playing us, they realize that we were really nothing to play around with. I mean, we might have, you know, lost the game in the end, but out of all those teams, every team did say, you know, we were the hardest playing team that they played against, and we are the team with the most heart no matter what. I mean, we gave it our all, you know, from kickoff all the way to the last buzzer, and that's what we get from a lot of teams. We got a lot of respect from them. They might not like us, you know, and what we're about, but they do give us props of we are a good team, good hard playing team. So no matter what anybody says, they'll never be able to take that away from us. So
yeah, and you know, and I'm being the coach here, and you know, this is my show, you know, Four Quarters of Coach Lee, and you know how I am. I'm crazy and all kind of good things on the field. So the bottom line is, you know what, championship or bust, am I right?
Yeah.
Yeah, championship or bust.
Championship or bust. That's where we're going. That's what it's all about this year. I mean, we got most of our players back from last year, minus maybe a couple. We got a lot of great rookies, and you know, even with our rookies, they've stepped up to the plate. And like I said, we're going no matter what anybody says. Look out, St. Louis, here we come. All Texas team, don't matter which one it is, but y'all will see the Showgirls in New Orleans this year playing the championship, and we coming home with a ring because that's what it's all about this year. Like you said, Coach, you gave us, you know, you said stick with me for, you know, 4 or 5 years, and I'll take you there, and here we are, and, you know, all of us stuck with you. I believed in you. All the rest of the girls believe in you, so we're doing this not only for ourselves but for you, for giving us the opportunity to play this great sport that we love.
Yeah, and that's one thing. You know, when we came out, I felt that we were a good team our very first year, but I knew deep down inside that we weren't going to win many games. But I did tell you guys stick with me, give me 3 to 5 years, I will guarantee you we'll be very respectful, if not win championship. And the core of us have stayed together, and I think that's been key. And, you know, with this radio show, I talk to all teams, and they ask me for advice. And that's the key for all the teams out there. You got to keep a core. If you don't have that core, you're going to be starting over from scratch year in and year out. You know, women aren't going to be playing football for, you know, 5 to 10 years, not majority. Most of us want to come out for a year or two. And you got to build your team for success. But you got to get that core, and I really feel that because of our core, that we're in the position that we're in right now, and you're part of that core. You're like the centerpiece of the apple, so you're my apple core. So I know you're smiling over there. So you know, without you, it wouldn't be much. You took on the position that really nobody wants to play, what position do you play anyway?
I play center, and yeah, nobody likes that position. And you know, the girls give me a lot of crap about it. Oh, they're like, no, Mona, you don't do that much. You don't do anything. But it all starts with the center. I mean, I've got to hike the ball. I got to know what count it is. I got to know which way I'm going, if it's a pass, if it's a run. And, you know, it all starts up front.
Definitely.
It all starts up front.
Yeah, and that's where, you know, we build our team from the line out. You know, most teams that are out there, they try to build all the little bitty people and the athletes. But like I tell you guys, every day of practice. It starts from up front, offensively and defense. You don't have a D-line, your linebackers can be All-American, but if they make a tackle 17, 20 yards down the field, then that ain't doing you no good. And same thing with you can have the best running back and the best quarterback, but if you can't block, you're not getting anywhere. So, you know, that's the key to building teams out there. And, you know, like I said, we've had models out there. We built ourselves after the old Houston Energy. That's why we played them the very first year. They weren't even on our schedule when we went out there because I wanted you guys to taste what a championship team looked like, felt like, and practiced like. And then, of course, we had our teams in our league. So, you know, I am very fortunate to have you on the squad and you and Carrie Mitch, which was her third season coming back, and you guys definitely made a big difference.
Oh, thank you. No, you, if it wasn't for you, I mean, we wouldn't be playing this game that we love.
Stop. Don't talk about me now. I don't practice. You guys are the ones who practice. You know, I just tell you what to do. That's it.
Right.
You know, if you guys believe in the coaching, the coach and the coaching staff, then you'll be successful. You know, and that's one thing that I know I try to put out there. Hey, just believe in me. If I steer you wrong, then I'll be the first one to say my fault. But you got to be willing to do as the coaches ask you to do, and I think that's what the difference between this team and the past three seasons. We've always had people reluctant to believe in what coaches had to say. They felt that they were such great players and athletes that they can do whatever they want. And, you know, football is the ultimate team sport. You know, all 11 got to be on the same page or else that play breaks down. And I think a lot of time this year, all 11 of you guys have been on the same page, and that's why we've been successful.
Right, exactly, and we are on the same page now, and like you said, it's taken us 4 years to get here, but we're here, and thanks to the great coaching, and like you said, believing in the coaches and, you know, running the plays, here we are, 8-0, you said we're hitting, ready for the playoffs, and we're running head first for it, so again, watch out, Slam, here we come.
Oh, yeah, definitely, I'm loving it. You know, I talk a lot of trash on this show. You know, I know I got Coach Bartley on the line. He's probably going to want to jump on after I tell him this. You know, them California links were so good. I bought my homemade barbecue sauce. We had the grill jumping off in the parking lot. And after the game, that's what we had for dinner. California links, you know what I'm saying, 40-22. You know, if he want to get on the microphone, because I know he's listening, and BJ, if he's on there, hey, put him on the line because I got my number one center up here. I got a lot of protection around me, so I can talk all the smack I want. You know.
That's right. And I'm going to back you up, Coach, because them links taste pretty good after the game, let me tell you.
Yeah.
Both of you need to stop.
Oh, yeah. We had mustard links. We had barbecue links. We had dry links. We had all the links this weekend. You know what I'm saying? 5-0 against my boy. So he said I wasn't going to go there, and we talk smack all the time. But, Coach, hey, what do you think about the season, man? I mean, we had a great little rivalry going on. I think it's going to be even bigger next year. Give me your outlook on what took place.
Well, first off, let me say congrats to you and the show, girls, you know, for a hell of a job well done. You know, I got to give credit where credit is because it takes a quality team to beat me. Because, you know, as you saw for the five games that we've competed against each other, you know, I'm going to bring it to the very end.
Oh, yeah.
That's the way this level of women's football should be played. You know, win, lose, or draw, you know, it's got to go from start to finish. You know, none of these sacrificial lambs out there being played, you know. No, we're playing some good hardcore football, and hats off to you guys because you guys came and you brought it.
Right.
You know, I got to give it to you. So, you know, you get your bragging rights. I can't knock that because I'd be doing the same thing. So.
Right. I just bought up my whole front line some Link meat cokes, you know, so they can hang out in the wintertime here in Vegas. You know, get a little chilly in the desert. But I ain't going to bust them out yet because it's 108 degrees right now. So I don't want to bring out those Link meats as of yet. So I might do some Link Meat wristbands or some Link Meat headbands, you know, for next week. And
oh,
then I give them, huh?
I said, there you go.
Oh, man, I'm going to talk it up because that's what we do. Is it trash talking or is it promoting, baby? I'm like Muhammad Ali, you know. I'm going to keep on talking until you get in the ring with me. So, you know, and that goes out for any team out there. You know me.
I just want everybody to – my biggest thing, you know, being that this is our first season, you know, as a football team, I want everybody to understand, you know, that we're for real. You know, I know the showgirls see it, the prowlers see it, you know, and this division is not, it's not a weak division by any means. You know, we got probably three of the best teams, you know, that have played this level of football. So, I mean, it is what it is.
Oh, yeah, and definitely that, Coach, definitely.
See, and it's funny because I was talking to my former owner of the Long Beach Aftershock. The other day. She lives out there in New Orleans. I told her she needed to go into the championship game and watch. But, you know, I won a championship with them back in 2002. And one of your players, Kiki Moore, she was out there. You know, she was one of mine. And she had the audacity to tell me that that Aftershock team is better than my Lynch team. And in all honesty, I had to tell her, I'm like, I'm sorry, sweetheart, but that ain't the case.
Oh yeah, definitely that, Coach. Definitely, you guys were a great team. To be a new team, you guys were great. So, you know, my hat's off to you for putting together that great, awesome athletic team in the midst of having, you know, three other teams that already existed around you, and then putting together a quality team. I mean, we had to bring our A game all three games. So, you know, that's what it's all about. I just knew you was on the line. I just wanted to give you an opportunity to fight back if with me trash talking. But I'm going to finish up this with my girl, Mona. But I just knew, I had this feeling that he was listening. So you know me. I'm always talking smack. So, and I hope we represent well for you, you know, for the league.
Y'all better, because I'm going to be highly pissed off if y'all don't go and take it all. You know, bring the title back here to the West Coast so I can stake my claim to it.
Okay. Well, like I told you at the beginning of the season, man, you know, I'll hold the trophy up and bring it by your house and let you see what it looks like. You know what I'm saying? I'll let you know, do a couple of curls or something with it. You know what I'm saying? And then when I get those rings, you know, I'll leave them at the house for the weekend so you can polish them up.
Oh, okay.
Okay? All right, Coach. You take it easy. I'm going to finish up with my girl, Mona. And then we're going to move over into halftime and then move on to the next topic. But we got about 3 minutes here. We're going to wrap this quarter up. And, again, you're on four quarters with Coach Lee. You got my girl, the centerpiece, the dime piece of my team. You got Ramona, strong arm, lock you down, knock you down, Montgomery here rocking with four quarters with Coach Lee. So, Mona, you know, we only got a couple more minutes before I have to let you go. Again, you know, you've been around football for a while, and you're not one of the spring chickens, as I call it. You know, you're getting younger every day. But, you know, how much longer do you feel that you can play this game?
You know, I don't know. If it was up to me, I'd keep going. But I'm not saying yes or no if I'm retiring this year or not. But I don't know. We'll see how my knees act. But this may be my last year, but I don't know. The love of the game, I'll probably be back out here again, so, because I just love it so much.
You will. I know you will, you know, and that's why, you know, you can be black for us if you want to, you know, come back anytime, you know. And, you know, we're going to finish this out strong, and like I said, you know, win or lose, you know, we got something to fight for. We accomplished one of our goals, which was going undefeated. The next goal was making the playoffs. And then, of course, our third goal is winning the championship. So, again, our slogan for this year is championship or bust. And I'm glad you are in for the ride. Is there anything that you'd like to pass on to any of our wonderful listeners out there regarding women's football?
For all those bandwagoners, don't hop on now because we're going to the championship and we're bringing that trophy and rings back to Vegas. So y'all jump on now if y'all want, but we know the real deal. So we bringing it. St. Louis, watch out. Here we come. One game at a time. We're going to be there. One team, one dream, one championship ring. That's what it's all about this year.
Oh, I'm loving it. I'm loving it. I'm loving it. That is my girl, Mona. Montgomery, my centerpiece, my dime piece, the one and only, the one who gets it done, the one who hikes the ball, who gets it started and knocks it down, can go on to the next level. But, you know, we're going to move on over to halftime. And, again, I'd like to thank Mona for coming on out. And we're going to get in here and get this karaoke started once I get off this show. We got a karaoke show jumping off in a hot second, probably about 8 o'clock. I don't know what artist I'm going to be, but, you know, I don't like to lose. I just don't like to lose, you know, and that's what I feel in the ladies. Is, you know, losing is not an option. You know, winning is the only thing at this point in time. So, again, that was my centerpiece, my dime piece, number 69, Ramona Montgomery, our center. All right, moving on. It is halftime. So, you know, again, I'm in a live at a sushi bar here in Vegas. It's about 106 degrees now. It's down about 2 degrees. You can feel it as the sun is going down. So let's get on over to our commercial break. We got Enterprise, because Enterprise is one of our sponsors. Enterprise. Why I pick Enterprise? Because they will pick you up. And, you know, my all-time favorite Run DMC, but they were sporting those Adidas back in 1983. You know what I'm saying? Adidas. Sponsoring and working with women's football. Are you supporting Adidas? Because they're supporting you. And that's the tail end of my halftime. Now we're going to move on over to the third quarter. The third quarter, you know, again, we went in and talked to X's and O's. We got hyped up. You know, we don't want to come out flat. We want to come and improve a point. But, you know, I got to move over to the meme board, womenstacklefootballgroup.meme.com. That's womenstacklefootballgroup.meme.com. The hot topic of discussion in the past week or week and a half has been cheating. Yes, that's right, cheating, or being presumed as cheaters or assumed to become cheaters or just being cheaters flat out. You know, there was a couple of incidents that took place across the nation with teams wearing improper cleats. You know, matter of fact, I know of somebody personally who got stepped on with an improper cleat and toe was all jacked up because somebody was wearing steel cleats, the baseball cleats. And it wasn't a pretty sight, you know. And then you got players who supposedly using baby oil and some other stuff. You know, back in the day, you weren't called a cheater unless you got caught type of situation. You know, am I down for cheating? No. Should we be cheating? No. But, you know, some people feel that they got to get the edge, you know. I know a couple of years ago they were talking about using lacrosse pads or even hockey pads because they have a little metal piece inside of them where football pads are all cushioned in plastic. And I know a league or two that was debating on if you can use the padding, the hockey pads, because they were lighter, but they also were high-impact pads, meaning that they were real stiff. So that if you really chin-check somebody against the glass, you really got up under them. As a player, I never even thought about wearing hockey pads or anything like that. But, you know, why must one stoop so low? I don't know. You know, the fact is everybody wants the edge, you know. You got some people who wear no pads in their pants, you know. Do you really need the pads? No, they're really for Charlie horses and to impact the blow of a helmet or something. But they're not going to stop you from breaking a leg or you know, getting a real bad pie bruise and stuff like that. But, you know, some people stoop low in order to get things done, you know, to think that they're winning. And it's not sportsmanlike. To be considered a cheat. You know, grabbing the face mask, is that cheating? No, it's against the rules to do it, but it happens in the game, you know. Intentionally or not intentionally, it just happens, and you get penalized for that. You know, throwing an elbow to the chin, is that illegal? You know, it's unsportsmanlike, but you know what? It's part of the game, people. It is part of the game. Being rough, slamming somebody to the ground, is that cheating? No. It's called tackling, being aggressive, being rough. You know, that's what it's all about. That's what people come to the football game to see, is that crunch, crash, hitting, high blows, low blows, whatever blows. But that's what makes the game exciting. But you don't have to stoop low or be dirty and cheap about it, you know. Should you hit somebody 5 yards out of bounds when they're eating up? No, it happens, but you know what? You get a penalty for it. You know, again, what is your like, what I want to call it? What is your interpretation of cheating? You know, can you push off at a wide receiver? Yes, 9 times out of 10, most receivers pass interference against the defense. And I know I got some bad calls this weekend. Again, Coach Bartley probably be smiling, but I got it on film. But you know what? I don't sit there and argue with the refs. If it was a bad call, it was a bad call. Me arguing ain't going to change the call. You know, I can get some explanation, but me arguing ain't going to make the call. And as a coach, you know, I got to keep my cool at times because, again, if I'm losing, then my team loses, and then we lose the game. So if my team feel that I'm handling my business and not out of control, then they can do the same thing. You know, talking trash, part of the game? Oh, yes, most definitely. Is it cheating? No. Is it unsportsmanlike? Oh, heck yeah. But you know what? It wouldn't be football if you couldn't trash talk. Again, me and Coach Bartley talk probably every day, and all we do is talk smack to each other. You know, he ain't beat me this since he's been coaching against me. You know, still love him, you know, but on the field, trust me. I'm calling them MS. I'm calling them whatever, across the field. That ain't, you know, hey, I give them the business. But after the game, it's a nice, tight handshake and a hug. Good job. You know what? You'll get me the next time. You know, that's what football is all about. Between the lines, it's about, hey, knocking each other out. After the game, it's all about, you know, hey, respect each other. And you know what? You got a good game and won or we lost or whatever. But, you know, the bottom line is this. You know, it's only cheating if you get caught, and you shouldn't be cheating anyway. You know, having those spike cleats ain't gonna make you any faster. You know, putting a stick 'em on your hand ain't gonna make you any faster. Baby oil or baby lotion on ain't gonna make people slip tackles anymore. I really feel that, you know, if you got baby oil on your arms and on your hands, you're doing yourself a disjustice because you're the one touching that leather ball, and trust me, you don't want to have slippery hands on a leather ball, because that bad boy is going to be all over the place, and you're only hurting your team. So some of those things I just can't and don't believe. You know, back in the day, they had the old forearm pad. They put a little metal plate in there. I mean, those things actually happen. Have you seen the 1940s and 50s, the pictures of those guys, toothless? Man, they was knocking people's teeth out. You know, you just can't do that with an open hand all the time. You got to have something. You bring the wood. I know when I was coached by George Allen, that's all he said. We got to bring the wood. And we all look at each other because, you know, he was coaching in the 50s and 60s. Bring the wood. And we got on plastics, you know. Or he even said, bring the leather. When they had leather shoulder pads and leather helmets. And we all looked and laughed at each other because we sporting plastic and paddings, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, whatever generation, whatever, you know, era of football you played in or your coaches coached in, you know, they got away with things. But, again, the game is cleaned up, you know. They don't have illegal hits anymore. If you look in the NFL, I think the NFL has gotten real soft on some of these calls, especially protecting quarterbacks. You can't even touch those cats, high or low, you know. You can't even slam them to the ground anymore. It takes away the excitement. But you know what? The NFL is protecting their investment. The NFL is a quarterback league, so they're going to, you know, superstar quarterback league, so they're going to protect their quarterbacks, you know, so that's how it goes down. But in women's football, you know what, hey, what happens on the field happens on the field, but we shouldn't be out there trying to kill each other and hurt each other, because we all got to get up on Monday morning and go to work, you know. So, you know, if it's a great hit and it's within the boundaries and within the whistle range, I'm all for it. Tear her head off. Lay her out. Knock her out. So it's all within the game. But anything out of bounds and after the whistle, I think is a bunch of crap, BS, whatever you want to call it. And hearing coaches hit her anyway, you know, that's BS. You know, good sportsmanship should be displayed out there. Lack of cheating should be definitely condoned against from coaches and those who know the game of football. And for the ladies, you know, there's no need to be wearing the steel bottom cleats. And you know, all you can do is hurt somebody and get stitches and other broken unnecessary bones by stepping on them. So, again, hey, watch what you're doing. Watch what's going on. That's one of the hot topics on the kneeing board. There's some other topics on the kneeing board. If you want to check them out, go to www.womenstacklefootballgroup.kneeing.com. lean.com. Once again, Women's Tackle Football Group lean.com. I think there's over, 120 different topics and subjects on the board. It's some hot topics. It's some debatable topics. It's, you know, who's number one, who's going to win this, who's favored to win that. You know, some coaches don't know this, some coaches know that. You know, the league should all play, you know, let teams play outside the league. There's some great topics out there. It's talking about women's football camp. We talk about coaching strategies. We talk about all kind of things. I think that thing is on 24/7. There's somebody always on there. And you can always catch me on there as well, womenstacklefootballgroup.neem.com, or you can reach Coach Lee at LasVegasShowgirls@yahoo.com. And you know what? We're going to move on. We're going to shake and bake, and we're going to end the quarter a little bit early. Just because, you know, cheating shouldn't be involved in women's football. Cheating shouldn't be involved in sports, period. It happens. You know, you have some refs that might get paid, you know, and make bad calls. But you know what? You just got to deal with it, move on with it, and shake it and bake it. And, you know, the bottom line is you keep scoring. You keep scoring, you win. You don't worry about the bad calls, you know. If you do what you do, you ain't going to worry about them bad calls. So we're going to end this quarter real short here and move on over. So you know what? We got time for my homemade commercials. I'm here chilling at the Hawaii Grill here in Las Vegas. Now I can drop down to 105 here at, what, about 7:40 in the p.m. It's about 105. I'm in my shorts. We got the Hawaiian music jumping off inside the joint. You know, people are eating the sushi. They're eating the salmon. They're eating the, you know, the teriyaki. It's going on here in Vegas, you know. So, again, when you get a chance, you need to come and visit Vegas and show girls to show you around. That's what we do in town, you know. So, everybody, jump on board, get on down, because when you get in town, you got to get you an Enterprise rent-a-car. Why? Because they'll pick you up from the airport. Why? Because they'll pick you up from home. Why? Because if you're stuck on the road, they'll pick you up on the road, because Enterprise will pick you up. And for our second national sponsor, it is Adidas, Adidas, you know what I'm saying, that German company out there that's highly promoting soccer. Believe it or not, they're the number one soccer endorsers out there, and also number one sponsor endorsers of women's sports. So again, you know, hey, I've been talking to a lot of marketing directors, and they really feel that women's football got some room to grow. But again, like I said in other shows, if you don't support the sponsors won't support you. So get yourself a pair of Adidas. I don't care if it's shoes, tennis shoes, socks, headbands, wristbands, drawers, I don't care. Get you something with Adidas on it. And if you go to the Neem board, there's a special page on there where you can get, I think it's 35% off. If I'm not mistaken, I didn't use that so much that I didn't forget, because that's what we do here in Las Vegas, is we make use out of those who want to help us and those who want to help women's football. So, again, we just finished the third quarter. You rocking it, four quarters with Coach Lee here on Blog Talk Radio, 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 Radio. So you know what time it is, y'all. It is that time, you know, when that fourth quarter, that third quarter just ended, and you walking down the field, and all of a sudden you see everybody in the stands throw up their fours. Come on, put your fours up. Put your fours up. Put your fours up, because that's what it's all about. Fourth quarter means, hey, we rule this place. We run this joint. And ain't nobody scoring on us, and we're going to do all the scoring. So put your fours up, and let's jump on to the fourth quarter. My fourth quarter topic is preparing for a complete season. As you can see, I am out of the home studio, out of the house, out here at a fundraiser for the Showgirls. And, you know, I point my finger at them, because back in September, we talked about this. We talked about preparing for a complete season. A complete season is having funds in the kitty to take care of that first round travel, if you have to travel. And as you guys know, we are on the road. We'll be in St. Louis on July 11th playing the St. Louis Rams. But, you know, all our things are taken care of. You know, we have a great administration staff here with Las Vegas Showgirls. We got a good marketing staff here with Las Vegas Showgirls. And we got a great set of ladies that play football for the Las Vegas Showgirls. And we are paid for. All 46 players and coaches are paid and ready to go to St. Louis. And I can say that is part of being prepared, you know, having that money in the kitty just for this reason. You know, we out here doing fundraisers now because, you know, our next preparation is 6 weeks from now. We want to be playing in the championship game out in New Orleans. And it's going to cost about another $10,000 to $12,000 to get there, let alone pick up vehicles, let alone hotel. So you're looking at about a $15,000 to $18,000 trip. So, hey, we got 6 weeks to get there, and we're starting today, Monday, 2 days after our last game, and we out here fundraising. We got a wonderful sponsor here that has opened up this sushi bar and karaoke bar for us to promote. In this situation, we get to bring in, you know, we get 20% of what we bring in. Right now, we got over 200 people inside the bar drinking, eating, and about to get our karaoke on at 8:15 because, you know, I got started up because I got to get my sang on. But, you know, those are the things that you got to do. You got to have things lined up and be ready to go for these situations. Again, most teams budget for this, their four home games and don't realize that they got four away games that you got to budget for travel. Then you got other teams that, you know, do a complete season and think that's it. You know, at the beginning of each season, each team feels that they got a championship team, that playoffs or bust or championship or bust mentality. But if your bankroll ain't playoff bound or championship bound, then you won't make it. And we all know over the last couple of years, we've had a couple of teams that have made it to the playoffs and just couldn't play, you know. And, you know, that's kind of disheartening, and it's not good for women's football because now you're canceling these games that are against good teams. And, you know, there's some people back on there going back on the Ning board that were talking about, you know what, you guys should do this, you guys should do that. You know, it shouldn't be regionalized. It shouldn't be this. You know, the best should play the best. You know, it shouldn't be a tier one, tier two, sixes. It shouldn't be a region-to-region situation, you know, and I'm talking about both leagues or whatever. You know, everybody got the right ideas, but they ain't putting their money where their mouth is. But, you know, we got to do what we do. And as a team, we got to prepare for this. You know, whatever you do off season, it rolls over to the full season. So, again, you got to rock it. You got to make it happen. You got to get your people in line. You know, most teams got about 30 to 35 people that's part of the organization, including players. And you just got to let those brain cells be able to have the opportunity to pass on information. You know, am I a smart guy? Yes, I am. But I'm not stupid to not allow my team to come up with a different concepts of fundraising ideas out there. You know, I'm all behind it. I'm 100% behind it. If, you know, more publicity behind it, the better. You know, if I got a PR person that's on my football team, hey, I'm not knocking her hustle if she's trying to give us more publicity. You know, I'm not knocking her if she wants to do, you know, special sit-ins or commercial breaks or news spots. You know, I leave my ego at the door, just like I tell the lady, leave your ego at the door and let's come together and let's make this thing work. So teams, I'm telling you, teams, I'm asking you, teams, you got to know. You got to work together. That's what makes it so beautiful. You know, when you see all the whole team at the spot, and then you got 100 or 200 fans coming in, and, you know, you signing autographs, and you're doing this, and they're willing to spend money because, you know, they got to eat too. And then to have a company like this, you know, willing to donate the 20% of what we bring in on a Monday, that's not bad, not bad at all, you know. We might make anywhere between $200 to $500. Is that a lot of money? No, but you know what? That's a plane ticket. That's half the cost of a 15-passenger rental van for the weekend. So, you know, every dime counts. So being prepared is what it's all about. And you got to be prepared because you don't know if you got a playoff-caliber team or not. You can't just go into a season and say, oh, we're just going to play our 8 games and that's it. You know, what if you go 8-0? What if you got a good team? What if you got someone on a team that can make a difference? You got to be prepared. You have to be prepared. And that's what it's all about, working it out, making it happen. You know, I sound like I'm preaching, but you know what? I am. I'm preaching to the choir. I'm preaching to all 85 teams out there in the nation and the others that are coming up, close to the 100 teams. Hell, I'm even talking to the teams in Germany, but we're trying to get the teams over here to play. You know, you got to prepare for situations like this. You got to make it happen. You got to do what you got to do. Oh, my. Look who just came in town. I think I got somebody that might want to get on the phone. I got an all-star quarterback that just got here. And I'm going to see if I can get her to call in. You think you can call in? The phone number is 347. That's area code 347-826. Uh-oh. Let me see what the number is. 72.
BJ, if you get a chance, can you please allow this 702 number to come in? This is my quarterback, my Miss Brett Favre, who wasn't going to play this year. But you got to push one when you get on. Okay, but again, you've got to be prepared. You've got to do the things that you got to do to make it happen, you know. And I think I got 5 minutes left here in the show, and I'm going to try to get my quarterback on. Mitch, is that you? I'm doing great. How are you doing? Can you really hear me on your phone?
I can hear you, yeah.
Oh, now I hear you. Okay. Yes. I had Mona on the phone earlier, and we talked a little bit about, you know, the difference between this year and the past 3 years. What do you see as the difference of this team this year?
I think that the experience for all of us, just having experience of football under our belt, is the biggest difference, that we have the confidence that we can play our role well and execute well. I think that's the biggest thing. I think we were just in a learning curve, and it's finally coming together as one, and we're understanding what our role is, and I think that's the biggest key for us.
Yeah, definitely. And that's what I was talking about earlier. You know, this wasn't no overnight sensation of us just coming 8-0. This was years in the makings, you know, baby steps, as I call it. And, you know, like I was telling Mona and I was telling my listeners out here that, you know, it's not going to happen overnight, that it's going to take some hard work. And I really think that we put in the hard work and did some great things.
Absolutely. And the desire to win.
Yes. You definitely got to have the desire. But, you know, you were contemplating not coming back this year. And what was one of your decisions why you actually came back this year you would like to share with my wonderful audience out there?
Absolutely. I think the biggest thing was just the excitement from all the players that were in the very beginning of the season, whether it was off season or at the practices. I just saw so much talent, and I also obviously had the support of my husband to allow me to afford the time to play football. So that was probably the biggest part of it. But to see the excitement in the camps that you were running, and the chatter and the focus and commitment that my teammates were going to be offering was huge, and I knew it was special, and I wanted to be a part of it, and I was just thankful that, you know, Ray was supportive of it, and I just knew we had the talent, and I don't know. I said it from day one. It just seems special for some reason. We just have a lot of great athletes on our team, and our vision and commitment combined with that, I knew would be unstoppable. So, so it was cool.
Yeah, definitely. You know, for those who don't know, we got Kerry Mitch here, number 9, our quarterback. He's actually leading the WFA in passing yards per game. Mind you, he only passed for 25 yards the very first game, so we had a different game plan because we thought we were going to have a different quarterback. But she's averaging about 85 yards a game in the games that we played. And then she's also was a leading quarterback in the IWFL last year, too. So it was definitely a blessing to have her back to get us moving what we had in the conference's 8-0 record. But Kerry, is there anything that you'd like to add about, you know, women's football in general? Because that's what my show is all about. It's not about the show, girls. It's about women's football in general and how we can get better and things that people can do to promote and make us a better product.
Absolutely. I think, actually, I have goosebumps when you say that about women's football. I think it's growing tremendously, and I think with the continued success that the teams are having with, you know, positive execution and actually, you know, displaying great football is the biggest key. And the excitement from the successes that we have and getting that word out to people that women can actually play football is a huge thing. I think before it was just more of, okay, we'll just play. But as we continue to grow as a sport, it will compound from there. So, you know, the camps that you offer, I think that is a huge thing in the growth for this. So it should be more than just the games that we have in the seasons. It should be, you know, people reaching out for the youth, the female youth, and educating them that it's an opportunity and something that they can aspire to and then go from there. So I don't know. It's a great opportunity. It's really cool, and I just hope that it continues to grow as quickly as it has in the recent years.
Oh, definitely. I mean, for those who don't know, that I run the very first and only women's football camping conference here in Vegas. We plan on doing it nationwide, but again, the economy is hitting real bad, and you know the responses that you know from folks saying that they're going to be there hasn't been up to par. So, you know, I put my neck out on the line, but I'm not going to put my ass out there and go across the country and have five people show up. So, you know, we're reevaluating those things, but we are definitely going to be offering this football camp, be it in seven different cities or one major city. We're going to do it because that is the key. That is the key. And I think that, you know, a lot of our girls participated in that and actually saw women from other teams that were good or who wanted to improve just like them and saw that desire. And I think that just got everything sparked up, you know.
Right.
So, I mean, we're going to keep pushing this women's football camp. We're going to keep pushing women's sports, you know, try to take it to the next level. And I think with product like yourself who are going out there every day working hard and learning the game of football, not just playing, but learning the game and actually having the coach, the coach's mentality, because you are me out on the field. And like I tell everybody, you call plays. When I say your call, you make that call. And you come to the sidelines, you make adjustments, and I'm in agreement with you, you know.
Right.
So that's the level of ball we have to take it to where the ladies can do this thing. And I hope I'm grooming you to be a coach when you get up there in age, like myself, and pass this on to other ladies, you know. So, you know, my whole thing is just making this a better sport for women. And like I said, my hats are off to you, and I don't think we'll be in the situation that we're in quite as easy. But it would have been a hard fight without you. But, you know, with me, I would have coached them up to be 8-0 anyway.
Absolutely.
But I'm going to let you get back in there and get your tonsils ready for this karaoke night that we got going on.
All right,
so,
sounds good.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining me.
No problem.
All right. Thank you.
Okay.
That was Kerry Mitch of the Las Vegas Showgirls, the women's professional football team quarterback, leading quarterback, averaging 185 yards passing a game. And she's doing a wonderful job. And like I said, the Showgirls wouldn't be in the great position that we're in without her. So, hey, like I said, I only want to be a part of the best. I only want to work with the best. I only want to work with those who want to be the best. So, again, you rocking four quarters of Coach Lee here on Blog Talk Radio, Radio, Radio. And, yo, there is the music. Oh, we in the mix now. That's my music. Yeah. We making it happen. So, again, you've been rocking four quarters with Coach Lee. We got hot topics. We got hot things. We got things to make you rock and roll. We got things to make you think. Players out there, get your stuff together. Make sure that you are rocking it hard, that you are making it nice, that you are making it nice, and you are getting better, because it's all about women's football. You got to be a part of it. And I'm about to get in here and get my karaoke on, and I'm out. Later, Coach Lee. Peace. Never be a brother like me, go solo. Laser anesthesia major. Ways to blaze your brain and train you. The way I'm living, forgiving what I'm giving up. X on the flex, give it now. I don't know about later. As for now, I know how to avoid the paranoid. Men are padded up to here. Yeah, I wear, got them going in fear. Rhetoric, fair and red, just a better go. And not quick to go find a hard rammer. Work to keep from getting jerked, chasing some waves. The way back in a better day. Bold, never follow the code, still drop the load, never question what I am, God knows, culture coming from the heart, what I got, better get some, get on up, hustler of culture, snake bitten, been spit in the face, but the rhyme keep fitting, respect's been given, how's your living, now I can't protect, I paid off defect, check the record and record, inattentional wreck, played off as the intellect, made the call, took the fall, broke the laws, not my fault that they're falling off, known as